Julius Malema has called on Cyril Ramaphosa to resign after South Africa's Constitutional Court ruled that Parliament acted unlawfully when it blocked impeachment proceedings against the President in 2022. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. The landmark judgment followed a legal challenge brought by Malema's economic freedom fighters and the African Transformation Movement, reopening political pressure over the long-running Pala-Pala scandal. The case centers on the theft of about $580,000 in cash that had been hidden inside furniture at Ramaphosa's game farm in Limpopo in 2020. Questions were later raised over the origin and handling of the money, with critics accusing the president of potentially violating financial and constitutional rules. Ramaphosa has consistently denied wrongdoing, saying the money came from the sale of buffalo at his farm. An independent parliamentary panel concluded in 2022 that there may have been grounds for Ramaphosa to answer charges linked to misconduct and possible breaches of the constitution. However, Parliament, where the ruling African National Congress held a majority at the time, voted against establishing an impeachment committee. The Constitutional Court has now found that Parliament failed to properly fulfill its constitutional obligations in handling the matter. Speaking outside court in Johannesburg, Malema said Ramaphosa could no longer continue leading the country while facing renewed impeachment scrutiny. "You cannot serve as president and at the same time focus on defending yourself in an impeachment process," Malema said, urging him to step down. Ramaphosa's office responded by saying the president respects the court's decision and remains committed to the constitution, judicial independence, and the rule of law. The presidency added that Ramaphosa had cooperated fully with all investigations and maintained that no one is above the law. The ANC also welcomed the judgment as evidence that South Africa's democratic institutions are functioning independently. The ruling could now pave the way for Parliament to reconsider impeachment proceedings, although the political balance has shifted since the 2024 election, with the ANC now governing through a coalition after losing its outright majority. Meanwhile, the EFF has formally written to National Assembly Speaker Thoko Didiza demanding clarity on the next steps following the judgment. Three suspects are currently on trial over the alleged theft at the Pala Pala farm. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.